All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Time now for Coming in Hot with Brent Wallace and former Ottawa Senators Bobby Ryan and Jason York.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Coming in Hot, the Brent Wallace Show, brought to you by Jason York and Bobby Ryan.
Gentlemen, and Charlie. And Charlie. Don't forget about Charlie, Wallace.
Well, I was going to introduce our special guest, Charlie, into the show because everybody likes dogs. And right now, everybody could use a good smile.
Oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, Charlie also has a no move clause. Cat's not going anywhere.
Perfect.
Right? No move clause. Who wants one? Giving them out here.
Forget the nerd report then, apparently. Yorkie, is Charlie staying for the show? Because I have another guest online.
Listen, as soon as my wife comes, she'll start barking, so I got to get her out of here soon. She'll be home okay. Soon. It's a guard dog here.
How old's the pup?
She's 4.5.
That's a good-looking pup.
Good-looking pup. Hey, she's got the good white socks, too.
I've met Charlie. She's good.
Good. She's like one of the only people that actually likes Wally. loves Wally.
Few and far between.
All right. There you go. Okay, boys, we got some work to do. We need to sort through this Vladimir Tarasenko trade. But in order to do that, we're going out to the West Coast where it's all going down. Join now, as always, pleased to be welcoming in a huge fan of our show. Maybe we're a fan of his work instead. The Athletics, Ian Mendez.
Guys, welcome inside crypto.com. I know the lighting is the lighting messed up? The lighting's messed up.
Oh. No, you look great. Listen,
you still got a forehead.
You probably had yesterday and today. I'm glad to have you on board here.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Coldest. Is it still the coldest rink in the league? It is freezing in there.
No.
I thought it was freezing. Well, Bobby would know. I thought Yorkie, I thought Anaheim was freezing last night.
Oh, well, they have to because the
ice will melt.
Anywhere on the West Coast is just going to be cold and Raleigh.
Oh, Raleigh's the windiest arena.
Yeah, Pittsburgh,
right?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh is super cold now.
Jeez. Is it?
Yeah. It's the only place that I used to wear long johns to cover the game at ice level because it's so cold. Yeah.
You've kind of got a little Mr. Rogers thing going on right now, eh, man?
Hey, the sweater.
A little Mr. Rogers vibe going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just get to it, Ian. I don't know how much time you have, and I don't want to waste any more of your valuable time. Can you take us through yesterday and what the mood has been like around the team today? Now, especially with, do you have an update on Thomas Chabot or Matthew Highmore, who both left the game?
Yeah.
There has been calls up for Yuri Schmeichel and Max Ganet as well.
Ganet. Yeah. So Ganet is going to play. Schmeichel is going to play. Chabot and Highmore won't play. So Jacques Martin just spoke to us about 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago here at Crypto, and said both players are going to be reevaluated. Obviously, Chabot's the one that everyone's really interested in. And he hurt himself at the end of the game, kind of twisted his leg on that empty net thing he was trying to break up. He was at the rink today. I saw him. You know, he was here, but I can't tell you with any degree of confidence, you know, can he play Saturday? Is he going to play again? All I know is he won't play tonight, and they're going to reevaluate him tomorrow.
Okay. Be disappointing because I think that's the same leg or knee he hurt earlier this year.
Yeah. In fact, you know, it's interesting. Jacques Martin made a comment last night in Anaheim and said, we think he may have re-injured himself. And, you know, using the term re-injured makes you think that it's the previous injury that's been aggravated again. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of an awkward thing. Like, he fractured something. So it's different to say re-injured versus injured. Re-injured would mean that, like, he took a step back. Whereas injured would be like, okay, he tweaked something. It's just a different verb.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, but it was interesting phrasing. He said re-injured, so it does open up an interesting door, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So can we now go to the – let's just deal with the trade. You spoke to Steve Steos yesterday. Yeah. I listened to you. I know you're trying to get at – the fans aren't all that happy, Steve, with what you did. Could you maybe – I know you didn't say that, but it's obviously – the fans are not happy. They don't believe that he made the best deal possible. What did you take out of Steve Steos' comments yesterday?
Yeah, look, I understand why fans aren't happy because I think when you have an asset like Vlady Tarasenko, in your mind, you're thinking, okay, he's going to get a second-round pick, maybe plus a prospect, whatever it is you thought. I don't think anybody thought this would be the return that you're showing, a third and then another pick that might turn into a third, but it's probably going to be a fourth. So it's not a great return. Like, let's be honest, it's not a great return. But let's look at the reason why it's not a great return. Vlady Tarasenko held all the cards in this one, didn't he? Like, he signed a no-movement clause with Pierre Dorion. He got to dictate where he wanted to go. And if you can read between the lines with Steve Steos, and in fact, I think Vlady Tarasenko spoke to reporters today in Florida. So I apologize if what I'm saying is dated or old news. But I think Tarasenko himself basically said, this is the only place I'm going. Like, so it was right. So it's not like Steve Steos could take Colorado and, Edmonton and Florida and now play them off each other and say, well, guys, best offer is going to get Vlady Tarasenko. And people, it didn't happen. It was Florida basically saying, yeah, we'll take them. And here's what we're going to give up. And so if Vlady's going to say, this is the only place I'm going to go. Well, I don't know how much else Steve Steos could have done here.
It's interesting too, guys. Like, his family has been in Florida.
Yeah.
Like, so like
all
like,
year
they're sitting there, and Vladdy's. It would be different if Vlady hasn't won a cup yet. He's won a cup, so it's not like he needs to go chase after a cup. He's an older guy. If you wait till the end of the, I don't know about you guys, if you just keep waiting, I think there's a chance you get less.
Way less.
Well, go ahead. So go ahead, Wally.
One, Florida goes, this is the best we're giving you. So either you take it or leave it. And if you don't want it now, we're not circling back because we've got other business to take care of.
Exactly. Two,
the Florida Panthers don't need Vladimir Tarasenko in their lineup. Look how good they are. So they were under no pressure whatsoever to add Vladimir Tarasenko to the lineup. Does he help them? Sure, he's on the top line today. But they didn't have to go out and make this deal. So they had all the cards. Ottawa had zero wiggle room in this thing.
Yeah, another thing too, no leverage. Yeah, another thing too is I was surprised on what Vegas played for Anthony Mantha. 6 foot five, younger player, and they could have played that off because he didn't have a no movement clause like Tarasenko did. So I thought Vegas did really well on that deal. Mantha's a good player. Yeah, but he's 6 foot five in the playoffs. He's not just one dimensional. I just thought that kind of set the market for the business which was done after, and namely the Tarasenko trade.
Yeah, and Tarasenko is older than Mantha, right? Mantha's having a better season than Tarasenko, and Mantha got a second and a fourth, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, if you judge it against that, the problem is fans are judging the Tarasenko return against, you know, how come Sean Monahan got a first? Well, he plays a premium position, right? And it's a different set of circumstances. I think, look, here's what I think. I'm willing to give Steve Staios a pass for a rather kind of bland return. Okay, this isn't where I think Steve Staios is going to make his mark. Where he's going to make his mark is the next big trade. Is it Chychrun? Is it somebody else from the core? That's where I think we can effectively judge him because he holds the cards. He didn't hold the cards with Tarasenko, but I think he does here.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Wholeheartedly. That's the issue. People just saying, oh, well, we should have got this or should have got that. There wasn't that to be had. That's the issue. If you have one team and they happen to be arguably the best team in the league right now, they don't have to make that move. So I know people are upset with the return, but in the end, rack up draft picks and use them as chips, if you will, in another deal. That may be the best way to help you. But the argument, Mendez, is, and I can see the point, last year the Rangers gave up a first to acquire Vladimir Tarasenko. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's the craziest thing ever heard of. I don't think you would ever get a first, but to not see it even be in the second range and it to be a low third and fourth, that's tough. That's all.
It is, but this is one of the last sort of messy pieces of the previous regime. Like, I don't blame Vladdy Tarasenko. You're going to get a $5 million deal. Okay, go ahead. Staple a no movement clause to it. Like, why wouldn't you ask for it? But that's not on Steve Staios. Steve Staios is like basically, guys, can we agree the Ottawa Senators, it's clean up in aisle five, right? It's like you're at the supermarket and it's clean up in aisle five. And don't blame the guy with the mop. Blame the guy who spilled the pasta sauce all over the place. And that's what we're looking at here. And so I get it. It's not a great return, but understand in the greater context, this isn't the defining move of Steve Staios, I don't think.
No, we'll go back. It's the first move of Steve Staios. And he didn't get fleeced. He had nothing to go off of. He had nothing to go off of. He had a player that's making $5 million with a no trade clause that says, hey, guess what, Steve? Good luck. I'm your first guy ever, and I hold every single card. That's it. Yeah. That's all it worked. And I think Yorkie, you texted last night. You take the picks and you move on.
Yeah.
And you did right by a guy that lives. I think Pierre had said a couple times in the past that he was like, I did right by the player. That's. By the way, that's always bullshit. I think that Steve actually could back that up by saying, hey, I didn't do right by the player because you told me where you wanted to get traded. I got the maximum value based on that. Or we could have just let you run your timeout here and you weren't returning anything. You weren't coming back. You weren't staying here. We got a second and a fourth, whatever it is, and you move on. That's the hard stop. He did everything right.
I don't understand the argument of, well, then just keep him and let him walk at the end of the season. So what does the last 22 games do for you? Nothing.
Nothing.
You're not going to, like, if anything, it's going to hurt your draft order if you start winning more games. Like, I don't understand that. Let's not get anything instead of let's get something, and we'll show them that Steve Staios is going to not be messed with.
Ian, you kind of hinted on it earlier. The colossal mistake was made last summer. Like, I joked about it before you came on. No movement clauses were getting handed out like free coupons at the grocery store. It's like, it amazes me. I don't want to slag on Travis Hamonic, but he never should have got a no movement clause. There was zero leverage with that player.
Yorky, he should have never gotten a contract.
That's besides the point. That's the size. But like,
I'm trying to be differential when I look at Wally's shirt, but like, I don't know how to be.
What's going on there?
But and even like Vladdy was going to go to where he got the most money. That took a while, and he was waiting to see who was going to give him the most money, and that was Ottawa. You didn't have to throw in a no move clause, or at least throw it, make it 10 teams or something that you could have. Like, you basically gave a player a 1-year deal with basically you're tying you up for the deadline this year to just take it and like it. Like, just sheer stupidity.
Hey, his competing clause was 3.5 with nothing.
Yeah, with Carolina, right?
Yes. I have that on record. His only other option was 3.5 and nothing. And he goes, yeah, of course I'll go to Ottawa, because Pierre was just...
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We're going to give you 5 with a number. Like, in what world would you not sign that?
Right. And I think when you look at it, and I think Yorkie, I think you've tweeted about this, you've talked about this on your show, is like, think of the catastrophe if the Pinto suspension, the timing of that is different. Yeah. And they shed Matthew Joseph for nothing. Like,
not for nothing. They would have had to throw in a sweetener.
I think as I start to look at this team right now, Matthew Joseph might be the forward this season who's at least played to, if not exceeded, his expectation level, maybe the most of anyone. So imagine you didn't have him and you had this happen with Tarasenko. Like, that's a colossal catastrophe.
That's a massive mess in aisle 4 if that happens. Yeah. I don't know how you clean that up, Ian. That's pasta sauce.
It's everything.
That's everything.
That's like grape, you know, grape crush and orange crush. And you spill, it's so sticky and you can't get it out. That's it.
How do you get that out? You can't. You can't.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's
no way unless you have Wally's t-shirt.
Hey. This is very slimming. So, based on your conversations with Steve yesterday, do you get a sense that Jacob Chychrun in the next 23 hours and 43 minutes is on the move?
So let's try and decode. Look, Steve Staley's a very deliberate, meticulous guy in his messaging. So let's try and decode.
It's very different, eh, Mendez? Right?
Yeah, it's night and day. Like, there's no, I'm not running to make memes now as soon as the press conference is over. He is absolutely a very polished, very deliberate speaker. And he said, we don't have anything imminent on Jacob Chychrun or anything active on Jacob Chychrun. I thought that was interesting. I think the fact, guys, Jacob Chychrun was in the lineup yesterday. Let's be honest. Given what the trade might be and the importance of that type of trade, wouldn't you agree you would bubble wrap him at this point? You wouldn't put a guy out there. So my guess is you're going to circle back on this. I think if I learned anything out about the Tarasenko deal, it's that, look, okay, you're backed into a corner. You didn't get a great return. Fine. But with Chychrun, you're not backed into the corner. You have leverage. Use it. Don't be forced into anything this week for the sake of it. So if I had to guess, I'm going to guess no. But if somebody comes to him in the next, whatever you said, 23 hours and change, and says, okay, I'll give you a first and a premium prospect and a roster player, and you give us Chychrun, well, maybe that does give you pause for thought. But I don't know. I think the fact that he's likely playing tonight makes me think that he's going to be here past 3 p.m. on Friday.
My only question on leverage and the way that you think about things, like, you hold all the cards, really, because you have a player for another year and a really good cap hit. But does a certain leverage come into, say, where we have two playoff runs as opposed to one with a player? Yes. That's my question on leverage, Ian, where you're probably way more versed than I am on that. But, like, if I'm a team that's in the mix, I want them for 2 years as opposed to one at 4 point, whatever it is.
Yeah, and especially now, if Ottawa, imagine the value of Jacob Chychrun if Ottawa retained 25%, 50%. Now you're talking about multiple assets that should be coming back. So, yeah, absolutely. I think there's value in that. For sure. I just think the problem is, at this time of year, don't you guys find general managers are so fixated on, like, short-term rental? Like nobody trades for guys mid-term. It's like, I don't know. So my guess is no, but it does make a ton of sense that, like, this, you probably make the argument that his value will never be higher, right? Like, that argument.
It has to be the highest, right? You think right now, sorry to interrupt you, but you have to think that the highest it gets is right this second.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. And by the way, for anybody who, like, we did try to speak to Jake, like, we put the request in to speak to Jacob Chychrun today in LA. He said, hey, thanks, but no thanks. And that's fine. And I get that. Like, it must be frustrating to be, you know, open up your phone or whatever, and you see various trade bait boards on different networks and platforms, and you're in there, and people are speculating. This is your life, right? This isn't fantasy hockey. This is your life that you're talking about. So I understand. I completely respect his decision to say, you know what, guys, thanks, but no thanks. Maybe we'll get you after the deadline.
Well, don't forget, he's gone through it for, like, the last 2 years or whatever. Like, it's constantly having to deal with that. So I can appreciate him not wanting to talk. And I know he was excited to come back to Ottawa and for all that to happen. But in the business sense, you really sense, I just sense that Steve Staios is not tied to Jacob Chychrun whatsoever. Just based on his comments of saying, if I was on the opposite side, I would be calling about him too, just knows that there is movable asset there for him to try and rebuild this group.
But don't you guys feel like he shouldn't be tied to anybody? Like, that, if you have one benefit right now of being Steve Staios and Dave Poulin, is you shouldn't be emotionally attached to anybody.
None.
You should be able to come in. Like, you know what? We always look at Vegas. Don't we look at Vegas and say, like, man, how do those guys get to be where they are? You know why? Because they're not emotionally attached to anybody. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, but it's the truth. And I think Steve has a little window here where he cannot be emotionally attached to anybody and make some really calculated, shrewd moves. After that, you do become I think, emotionally attached to some players, and then you want to protect them, you want to do right by them, all that stuff. But right now, I think you have a little window where you're not married. You didn't draft any of these guys. You didn't sign any of these guys. They're not on you. So you want to make a move? Now's your time.
Yeah. Ian Mendez just said the Sens are trading Tim Stützle. So I don't know if you guys want to tweet that.
Hey, one of the four of us here has talked about that recently, but it's not me.
The villain.
I'm never going to clarify. I didn't talk about Tim Stützle being traded. All I said was he has to grow up.
I believe you said you agreed with the tweet.
I agreed with the tweet
that he was never going to win in the second round.
Accurate assessment of a player. That's all I agreed to.
All right, Mendez. What else are you hearing since you're in LA? Are you out at the pool trying to get facts? What are you trying to do here?
Oh yeah, like with an old newspaper, I'm hanging out in the lobby.
By the plant. You and Jock.
Hey, so I'm going to branch into one of the best stories that I've ever had, and it was from Mark Crawford. And he had a bunch of players when he was coaching that would come in very, very late at night to go ahead and get the newspaper for the morning that they got in at, and would sit at the coffee place holding the newspaper from the morning. That's one of the best. Could you imagine, Yorkie? Did you ever do that?
No, I love Krill though. He's so good.
I love Krill.
What a beauty. Hated
him. He's the best person you'll ever meet. He would absolutely bury you in media or on fire. And then he would call you later that night and tell you, hey, I did this because of this. He was one of the best people ever. But he's like, I had guys that would go out all night long, wake up in the morning, have a coffee with a newspaper. And I'd be like, well, they're just up early. you can't get mad at that. I don't know how you, you can't get mad at that. I would just be like, that's a great,
Well, it's like Scotty Bowman, right? Used to, for years, and yep. I think this was in Montreal, he used to, after curfew, so say curfew was midnight, he would go to the front desk of the hotel, he would leave a stick with like the bellhop, and he would say, anybody who comes in after, get their autograph, and then he knows exactly who was late.
Well
who was
done.
Out after curfew. Yeah. That's brilliant, well right? Like, that's amazing. Brilliant stuff.
Or you could just do what Jacques does and hide behind a fern tree in the lobby. And
look out. We have to have a show. We have to have a show on.
Oh my God. Coaches spying. Yes.
Complete missile.
Yeah.
All right, man. Finally, sorry. The last thing I want to ask you about is Jonas Korpisalo healthy again?
He's going to start tonight. I believe he started, like Jacques told us. That's the plan. Korpisalo will start tonight. Forsberg will back him up. But it's weird, right? Because he didn't dress last night, did he? In Anaheim? No, he didn't.
No.
But he told us that he's gonna start tonight here in Los Angeles, which is interesting. So, this is the building where he got traded to, right? Down the stretch last season, played really well. It looks like he's good to go for tonight.
All right. So we appreciate go ahead.
Sorry, last one. Before you go, where do you land on guys that we're not talking about? Anybody else? Kubalik, just guys that are Brännström, Kastelic, anybody else that you not predicting. Yeah. I don't want you to predict a trade. I just want you to maybe give us a little. Give us a little background on what's coming up for a couple guys.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. That's a fair question too, Bobby. Because I think he's going to do something else, isn't he? Like he's not going to just. That's the only trade he's going to make. Brännström is a really interesting one to me because I think he's reached his ceiling here, right? And like. Two or three years ago, I think there was a feeling like, maybe Erik Brännström would be a top four guy. I don't think it's going to be in the cards for him here based on, who's ahead of him on the depth chart, a variety of factors. I think I like the player. I think he can go somewhere else and run a second unit power play, get an opportunity to do some things. To me, he's an NHL defenseman. I think he can play, but I think his ability to be sort of used in a higher role in Ottawa, that ship has sailed. So, yeah, I think this would be an opportunity through Kubalik. You got to hope that, you know, it's crazy. Dominic Kubalik has a higher shooting percentage this year than his career shooting percentage. Think about that for a second. Like, and he's a guy, he runs pretty good. He runs at like 12.5%, which is a pretty good shooting percentage. Yeah. So if you can try and convince some team that Dominic Kubalik can come in your bottom six and give you some, you know, a little bit of pop. The only problem is he's only popped offensively when he's played with elite talent. Like, he has to play in your top six, and I don't think he can. So that's going to be an interesting one. But and Stales told us yesterday he doesn't anticipate eating money to be a broker on a third party deal so they can get a draft pick. He just doesn't think that they're going to do that in the next 24 hours.
Very fair, because, well, they don't need a draft pick. I know we talk about the first round picks being gone. They don't need a draft pick. They have their core set as it is. But I was very interested in Kubalik. Like, I've been fortunate enough to play against these guys. Kubalik shoots the puck.
Mm-hmm.
It's elite, right? He's an elite shooter.
It's elite.
Yeah.
He hasn't been put in that position there. And they did not showcase him. They didn't help the player. When you talk about helping the player, they didn't help the player become more sexy to other teams or whatever. Brännström to me is very interesting. I would love to see him move.
Kubalik actually wasn't bad last night. Like, because I don't care who you are. If you're not on the ice, you can't score. Like, it's pretty tough.
He's pretty good.
But not on the fourth line role.
No.
Yeah, no. But we are severely undervaluing a player in Kubalik. Guy scored 25 or whatever it was. Like
30.
30. He's got 30. He's got 30 on his resume.
Yeah.
Shoots the pill.
He's got a 30 banger on his.
A 30 and a 20 goal season under his belt.
But I think that Frank Saravelli, really, when he was on our show, summed it up well. He's just the guy that's always available. That makes him way less marketable, doesn't it?
Well, that's the problem with Otto. He came to a team that has like 9 guys that can play on your power play. So he's the first guy they're going to – it was just a terrible fit, especially after they signed Vladdy.
It's never a good fit. No, it wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Mendez, get to work. But let us know. Keep an eye out for the Corpus Allo tribute video tonight from the LA Kings.
Oh, my God. This thing's getting out of hand, right? All these tribute videos. So, I'll let you know. I'll take a picture if they do it. I'll do it for sure.
All right. I would appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Enjoy the rest
of
the
show. Have a good one, guys.
See you, big guy.
Ciao.
There goes Ian Mendez from The Athletic out on the West Coast. Oh, that's the best time for the trade deadline. I don't care that you have to be up. Usually it was like, I think 4 in the morning we had to be up. San Jose was the time when there was a trade deadline with Ottawa. And because you have to be on the air for 9 a.m. or whatever it is. But I will take it to be in the West Coast in March, late February. The best trip.
I'm sorry. I know that you're talking, but I can't with that shirt.
You look Yorkie. Like...
What do we do? Like, what do we do with the shirt?
It's like a... It's like a less popular superhero would wear. Like, you need a cape.
Like
or something.
The NHL tried to design your All Star.
Can you like put like an S? Put a giant S on your chest, or you could be like Salty Man. Like, that'll be your superhero, Salty Man. Yeah, I don't know. Where'd you get that? What brand is that? Like, what is that?
It's an Adidas shirt.
Wait, before it was free, right?
Yeah.
But like, okay. So like, I just want to make sure before we go any further, like, you didn't like go in, put the shirt on, look in the mirror and be like, yeah, this works.
No.
Okay.
No, it was sent to me by my previous employer.
It's a free is for me.
Yeah.
Fair
part
enough.
Part of my severance package. Yeah, I don't know. All right.
There you go. Here's a shirt.
Okay, we got to move on. There's so much work to be done. And Bob, you got so lucky by picking Anaheim to win yesterday. Oh, you both
so did I. So did
I. Yeah, it's nonsensical. They had no one in their lineup for crying out. Okay, we'll get to that in a sec. First, as always, let's get some work done here. This show brought to you by DoorDash. Delivered, if you will. by DoorDash. Get everything you need, even at the last minute. Choose what you want from where you want. Double Dash on DoorDash. Order from multiple restaurants on the same delivery without additional delivery fees. Everyone gets what they want or need. For a limited time, our listeners get 25% off, zero delivery fees on their first order, $15 or more. When you download the DoorDash app and enter code NATION25, that's 25% off up to a $10 value, zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store. NATION25, all uppercase letters, offered valid in Canada, subject to change. Terms apply.
And as always, the show is brought to you by our good friends at BEI, Bonisher Excavating, the heavy civil general contractor in both the public and the private sectors. They are helping to shape Ottawa Valley. When planning your next project, consider them for all of your aggregate supply needs. You can find them at bonisherexcavating.com or at 613-432-1120. BEI, helping to shape Ottawa Valley.
Love the pause.
Good luck.
Oh, and we can't leave out Douglas Mattress. If you want a great night's sleep or a pregame nap, then you got to use a Douglas Mattress. Named Canada's best mattress on Canadian living. It's unrivaled comfort, feel, motion, isolation, sleeps cool, relieves pressure points, and of course, it's a great value. Loved by more than 200,000 Canadians. Over 10,000 five-star reviews. You can order easily online. You can get free shipping and get Douglas delivered right to your front door in usually just 1 to 4 business days. Every mattress order comes with a free comfort sleep bundle, which includes pillows, sheets, and mattress protector. You can order your Douglas mattress today. Don't wait. Start your 365-night sleep day trial by visiting douglas.ca/CIH. A lot of information there, Wally. A lot of information.
You didn't miss a syllable in that one.
Oh, my goodness.
So last night's game, Ottawa, again, I say this repeatedly, they should have arguably won that game. See that?
The last 7 minutes? They were really good last night.
Over them.
Yeah. That was a goaltending clinic that was put on last night. I forget the name of the, I even forget the goalie's name. Like he was that's as good as I've seen a goalie play in a long time. Ottawa had stretches in that game where they looked like the Harlem Globetrotters, the way they're holding on the pucks, making plays. Like that was, but that's, you know what, for me, that's perfect right now for the Ottawa Senators. You played a great game. You lost. So there's you're going to improve your draft ranking. For me, unfortunately, the higher you pick, the better, especially if you play like that. They played really well last night. I watched that game from start to finish.
So not a lot of fault
I can find in their game last night. Not a lot of fault.
Okay.
So I'm picturing they're all in the room then high-fiving each other, slapping each other on the back, going, "Hey, great job, guys, losing 5 in a row. Let's go, brother."
No, the players don't want the draft pick.
They don't.
I know they don't. Of course they don't. You never talk about that. They could. I bet you, if you pulled that dressing room, I bet you 90% of the guys don't even know who's rated in the top 10. The guys could give.
Oh, no clue in the world.
No clue. But, you know, like in a perfect storm, if they could somehow win the lottery, that would be amazing. You get celebrating, that would be amazing.
They might know who's ranked one, though.
Yeah, they know that. Like, I'll guarantee you, though, a couple guys don't. I'll bet you a few guys don't know who's.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
I'll bet you Vladdy had no idea who's rated number one in the draft. Like, he's already thinking about going to Florida. No clue. Zub? You telling me Zub knows who's rated in the draft?
No, I was going to.
That's like, not the point.
He's not the guy that we pull because he's Russian. So, like, let's be a little more fair to the guys. But, man, they don't care. They don't care, Yorkie.
They were good last night, though.
But what's like, it going to take
how good to was win, goalie,
to win a like, game?
He was
Lucas Dostal, 26, 25-6.
Wow. Trade for that.
Sorry, he made 29 saves. My apologies.
Where does that put John Gibson for the Sens? Remember when I said they should? Just saying. I'm just saying.
You can throw out all the names you want, until you do something with what you have in your net at the moment, it doesn't do you any good. Are they going to take Corpusalo to Anaheim?
You just summarized Twitter. You just summarized Twitter. The same people that are going to attack me for saying trade for John Gibson months ago, trade for him now.
Has he still got it?
Oh, my God, yeah. I love that guy. Yeah, that guy's yeah. You can look at Wally when he's texting or writing on the chat or whatever. I don't know how to access the chat, so I don't know what anybody's saying.
They're all over my shirt. I just wanted to tell you.
But anyway, are they good?
Everybody's got a fashion comment now. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we'll get you G'd up from the feet up. So I will say this. Hey, go get John Gibson. Go get a goalie, and this team's in the mix. But I want to preface that by saying one of the funniest things that ever happened to me. Remember Aaron Voros? Do you remember that name?
Yep.
So Aaron Voros, I did a story on. He nearly died due to he had septic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had a blood clot in his back. It was like, anyway, I had to do a story on him during the lockout 04-05. Sorry, go ahead.
And also, he was so bad at hockey, but he tried. Anyway, he was living in LA playing for us. So he used to carpool down with George Peros or whatever. And I was on the first line with Getzlaff and Perry, and we lost a big game. Just like silence on the bus. Yorkie, he sits down next to me. I'll never forget the face and the entire part of it. He looks at me and goes, "Hey, Bobby, can I take you shopping so I can get you G'd up from the feet up?" Like after we just lost a big game. I looked at him and I go, I don't know what to do with this. I'll never remember laughing harder. But he goes, "I'll get you G'd up from the feet up." He used to travel with his hats in he had like New York Yankees hats.
Yeah.
In like the actual
carrying case.
The boxes, yeah. He would put his hats in the boxes.
I think we get this shirt Wally's wearing and right on in bold letters, G'd up from the feet up.
Yeah. We're going to make money, Wally.
By the way, this seems like a good time to say we've launched our merch line. Maybe I should be ordering some myself. You can go to nationgear.ca and order Coming in Hot hoodies and t-shirts. The salty Wally is on its way. I will. Yep. It's in production. There's a few others. So
Pindick? What about Pindick?
Put it out there.
It's in the boardroom at the moment, I think. Yeah.
There's still discussions going on and the wording we're going to use for the tease.
Yeah. We need it's in design. We'll get back to you on that one.
I'm going to keep pushing for it, guys.
I know. That's what I'm afraid of. All right. Listen, we're going to get to today's lock of the day. And before we do that, we're going to get to Wendy's. Did you know? Brought to you by Wendy's, as always, helping you win real food with your fantasy teams this year in the Daily Face-Off Survivor Pool. For those of you who smoke the competition, Wendy's is rewarding you with weekly prizes that will have you winning despite your lack of team building skills. Download the Wendy's app and score yourself 150 bonus reward points on your first order and grab a sweet victory from the mouthwatering jaws of defeat, along with some fresh, never frozen Canadian beef. Go to dailyfaceoff.com and sign up to play the Wendy's Daily Face-Off Survivor Pool to win weekly prizes like the spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's and the Wendy's app. Did you know? This isn't a bonus, really. With the 2-1 loss to Anaheim on Wednesday, the Sens remain winless on the road against the Western Conference opponents this season, 0-12. The last time the Sens won on the West was nearly a year ago, March 9th of last year in Seattle. Since then, the Senators have lost 15 straight games on the road versus the West. So that leads us into today's lock of the day, which they're in LA tonight. LA's been a pretty good hockey team. So I don't, and Jonas Corpusalo is getting the start. Does Corpusalo steal a game in LA? That's the question. Because by the way, LA's power play and penalty kill, basically both top 10. The PP is 11th, the PK is second. Ottawa, power plays 27th and the PK's 30th. So
yeah,
where are we at here?
I'm taking LA. I just
good start.
LA,
good
LA, start. LA needs to win. Ottawa played really well last night, didn't win. I just think they just LA needs it, and that's a tough rink to play in. And you can't, you just said, look at Ottawa's record against the West. It's horrific. So even when they play well, they lose. So see, no reason to believe they're going to win this game. I am taking the Los Angeles Kings.
I just got a really
Yuri Schmeckel.
I just got a really, really interesting text about Brännström being gone by the time the game turns off.
Oh yeah,
You
think he's? Yeah. You think this is breaking news? Breaking news?
It's not breaking news. I just got a really interesting text that says probably gone.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Are you surprised, Bob?
No, I think he should be. I think he's begging to be.
Oh, for sure. Really?
Yeah. But I have made it very, very clear from the get-go. I never take anything that I get from this to this. But that was one of them that was not tied to a player or didn't get from a player. But I think that Brännström is going to be gone.
Yeah. Well, otherwise, you're not. Like this new regime's not going to re-sign him in the summer, so you might as well get something for him.
This new regime has to figure out. If I was the regime right now, I'd be trading all of them. All of them.
Somebody. You got nobody in the farm system, really, that's going to, other than maybe Angus Cruikshank, Max Ganet. There's a couple of players that may be depth guys in this organization. There's no star player anywhere to be found. And maybe that's all because they're playing in the National Hockey League at the moment. I get it.
Yeah.
But right now,
on that board, though, it's very reasonable to think all those guys could be. One guy, Kastelic, could stay, but Kubalik has to be gone for sure. And so does Brännström. You have to move those bodies before Friday.
I agree. Kastelic is an interesting one to me just because of his size and strength. If you're a playoff team looking to add some depth, he could be one of those guys.
I know I joke around a lot about Rourke Chartier, but I tell you, he's a useful, smart player. Like, I like him. I like him. I would keep this guy around. Like, I'm talking in the summer when you got to make a decision on him. Like, I think he just understands exactly what is needed of him to be that extra forward and play when needed. And it's, guys like that are useful to have.
Agreed. And he's cheap unless he gets a full no move clause and a couple million dollars.
Who wants one? You want a no move clause? Here you go.
Well done, highlighter.
Come on.
Okay. Back to Lock of the Day, by the way, which is presented by Betway. Make sure you play responsibly. You must be 19 years of age or older. I don't know if I should just go for it now and hope that maybe I take one from you two. I went to bet on the Sens last night, and they were so much of a favorite against Anaheim that I didn't make the bet.
He should have took Anaheim. He would have made some money.
I know. And I'm like, Anaheim sat everybody. There was like six guys in the lineup.
Nothing makes sense.
They won 2-1. Hey. How good is Dostal, though?
That's a
fucking good goalie.
Never mind Gibson, Bobby. Trade for him.
Oh, well, no, he's the future. He's the guy.
Well, that was impressive.
I love a good Carp guy, too, and Mason McTavish. Like,
what a guy. He's great kid.
Yeah. Or what's his name?
I would love to have him on this team.
Mason McTavish. Mason.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
he's a good Carp kid. Yeah.
Not a chance.
Former Ottawa Valley Titan.
I got to watch him when he was a kid. I watched him his rookie season in Peterborough. He played with my son, and you could see him like just so strong for his age. He's always had an elite shot. And like you give him a little bit of space, Bob, he's scoring. Like he's got a great, great shot.
I always loved I had a really good relationship with the Carp area, Alice's Cafe in general.
Great spot.
Great spot. Great breakfast.
Great food. Great. But they were always like, it's hard. Yorkie, you've played there. It's hard to play in Ottawa to get to where you want to just have some privacy. And Alice's was incredible to me.
It's
love it. Yeah. Yeah, so was the cat or whatever, but like Alice's for me was amazing. They just the family was amazing. So anybody from Carp, I'm in. Yeah. I'm in. I'm taking them.
Calvin DeHaan, also from Carp.
Yeah, good Carp boy.
Yeah, way back. Yep.
All right. So is there any chance that Ottawa wins this game? I really would like to pick them. But I've done so, and it's affected my record drastically.
I don't get to pick first. I'm in the lead. I get to pick last.
Yeah, I'm good. I picked LA.
It's LA for sure. They need the game way more than Ottawa needs the game. So I'm in. Yeah.
Well, I'll take San. I'm taking San Jose on Saturday. I'm taking Ottawa on Saturday. So LA it is today. Let's go with
across the board. Here we go.
Straight across the board. I'll text guys. I'll do my best. I'll text Anjay in a minute and be like, take the night off. That's all I can do.
Yeah. He's played very well recently against Ottawa. I would prefer.
He's so good, man. Yeah. He's so good.
Yeah.
If he was in the East, would we discuss him in a whole different way?
No. No, we wouldn't.
Do you not think he gets ignored a little bit playing in the West Coast?
He gets ignored exactly the way the no, he doesn't. He's won Selkies and stuff like that, but like he just was behind Patrice, not East versus West, and he just is exactly where he wants to be. He's good, he's great, at doing exactly what he just chills, man. And we might be talking about him more. He doesn't care. I love that guy. I've known him since we were 15 years old. He doesn't care.
Yeah. I love him. And I love Barkov. I love all those two guys, boy. It's just.
Yeah.
Just no wasted movements. Play the game the right way. Don't cheat. Great defensively. Still good offensively. Big guys. And they love it. They both love it. They don't care. They don't care if nobody's talking about him.
It's amazing too that you talk about like Selke Trophy and those two are in the conversation. And then you talk about most underrated players, they're in the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
if I was going to say that anybody that is the most underrated person in their career, it's Anjay Kopitar.
Yeah. You got him
one. Yeah. And I'm thinking about players that I played against. Verhaeghe was up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice player.
Verhaeghe is going to make so much money that it's going to cost him out of Florida. But anyway, different.
Yeah.
Different conversation.
So, I still think Korpisalo is going to be the difference in this game. God.
There you go. Take the sense.
Yeah. Good luck, dude.
I'm not doing it.
He's been the difference in a lot of games and none for the benefit.
Yes, that's exactly it. Like he hasn't. Yeah, I know. Okay, so Elliot is. All right, gentlemen. Hey, everybody. We're back tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Nice.
Even if Bobby is going to, I'm going to wear something special. I might just wear this shirt again.
3 p.m. I haven't decided if I'm coming, but I'll talk to you guys. All
right. See you guys.
All right, 3 p.m.
tomorrow, trade deadline. We'll see you, everybody. Take care.
Take care.
Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in to Coming In Hot. If you enjoyed the show, hit that like button and be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.